Welcome to the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015, and we have first order of business is we will take roll to establish our quorum, and then we'll go into agenda approval. Madam Secretary, would you roll, please?
Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Cobram.
Present.
Lidia Brazón.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Here.
Adriana Castner here. Janet Coleman.
Here.
Cedine Roberts. Jean Brown. Benito Diaz. Janice Lane Ewart. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so the agenda is the proposed agenda, and then we can add things as the members would like or delete. We already took the roll call, minutes approval, additional questions to the CFO to add for the Pacifica National Board interview, which will take place in executive session tomorrow, and then decide on the interviewers, the scheduled order of interviews, which one will go first, and let's use numbers, not names, and the process for the selection. Whether it's balloting, et cetera, whatever. Okay, so is there anything else that that anyone would like to add to the agenda? Okay, then let's move on. Minutes approval. Adriana sent us a set of minutes not long ago. Is there a motion to approve?
So Janet Kay, so moved.
Okay.
Okay, and is there any objection to approving the minutes? Okay, hearing no objection, the minutes are approved. Additional CFO questions. Now, I sense the questions that we previously asked during the Personnel Committee's interviews to the full board a couple of days ago, and so what we want to do now is to see if we need to ask the same questions, plus some, delete some, what it is we want to do. So, Benito, I saw you had sent an email. Did you have something? Is he on? Maybe not. Okay.
I tried to counter him in. He's not answering.
Okay. So, is it Janet Kay? Go ahead.
Yeah. Janet
Kay. You said that you just called me?
Yeah. That's right. Now I have Janet Kay. I'll get back to you. On your suggestion. Okay. Janet Kay, go ahead.
Yeah. I believe one of the questions that had been recommended and used in the past was, how did you learn about this position?
Okay.
I'm sorry, how did you learn about Pacifica?
Position, this position.
Oh, okay. Oh,
this job opening.
Okay, now I know which list they came from or which ad they responded to. But if you want, I don't object. But
I'm just saying that that was recommended in the past and asked in the past. Interview, but anyway, I'm just putting that out there.
Does anyone have any objections to include that?
Adrian?
Yes.
I hear a bunch of noises, but do we have the question the PMB did before to the past CFO? The former CFO?
No, I don't. I mean, I have them probably at home. But no, I would. I actually looked that up, and I don't have them because I remember that the only thing I found on my home computer were the questions that the personnel committee asked, and then when we were actually at the in-person meeting in New York, some of the PMB members wanted to ask additional questions. The questions I do not have formulated in person, and I have not been able to find that. But anyway, so first of all, let's settle this question. Does anybody have any objections to the question that Jan K would like to add?
I just have a question.
About that? Because I have you next. Okay, go ahead.
So I would just ask, what purpose is served by that question? And I say it because we already asked that question, didn't we, the personnel committee? So we have that information.
I'm not sure that that was included, but I know that for some, they would like to know if there was a board member that referred it or, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Right. And I thought that it might be something that is legally required or something.
No.
Okay.
It is only legally required for us to keep records of where we advertise and that sort of thing. But no. Okay. So the next Benito, you sent us a question here.
Janice, point of order.
Yes.
Are we going to decide whether this would be asked before going on to Benito's or?
Okay, I asked if there were any objections. There were no objections.
Okay. Thank you.
Please go on. Benito.
Yeah, it was just suggesting that we delete one of the questions because I don't think it's the question about when can you start. Seems to me that that's a more of a negotiating issue if you decide to hire the person. I don't think that we're going to stop from hiring somebody because they can start a week later.
Okay, so the reason I would personally advocate that we include it is because I'm not convinced that anybody got to listen to the audio outside of the personnel committee. So I'm inclined to include most, if not all, of our questions. It was very late. They were, some of them were originally mislabeled and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, for a lot of technical reasons, I'm not convinced people are listening to these. So this might be the first time they hear it. And it would certainly make a difference with me if someone can start in a week versus, 6 months from now or something, which is probably not the case. But other people can chime in. Anybody else?
Yeah, I would like to just say something that I think it's just an instinct, but I have a feeling that whatever the meeting is and the questions are is just a little too short to get a strong feeling of what this person is going to do. And one of the things they've got to do is make it understandable for the layman what this money process is. There is a question in there. I just don't know if it's, worded strongly enough. Do you know what I'm saying? Can you? How will you deal with a board that has no fiduciary experience or whatever the wording is?
Yeah, I thought one of the candidates answered that really thoroughly, very specifically. I really feel that we should basically. They've had more time to think about these questions, so I don't think we're going to get the same answers. Exactly, and it would be interesting to see if they just parrot something or if they've given it more thought. So I'd be inclined to use many of the same questions, plus anything else that we might want to add. A question for me is the one about getting, I think we asked, what is their management style? But also something, and I'm not thinking of the words for the question, but something that would draw out whether they would simply be a presider or a delegator, or if the occasion arises, if they would roll up their sleeves and dig in and do the reconciliation if necessary, you know, or if that has been their experience, or if it would not do that. So that is
a question
I would like somebody to help me formulate.
Can I get a point of information?
Yes.
Well, I hate to bring this up at this time, but two things. One, how long will the interview, each interview be? And two, am I understanding that the same questions that we asked would be possibly also asked by the PNB?
That's what this meeting is for, unless you would like to remove some. As I said, my personal inclination is to include them all and to, you know, maybe add one or two. And because I haven't seen any comments from the board to indicate that they may have had access to the interviews or listened to them beyond outside of this committee.
And how long for each interview?
Well, it will depend on how many questions are added tonight, but they were very brief when we interviewed them before. So I think that the way the meeting is scheduled, we have ample time to accommodate the two. But, you know, and if we add a question which is yet to be developed, and then your question.
This is Jim Brown.
Adriana.
Hi.
Okay, Jim, Adrian.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Lydia?
Yes. Oh, sorry, Adriana, go ahead, and then Jim.
Okay. We didn't pass this question before, and I think that I will read only the part that can be read in an open session. We need to add something else, but in executive. But the question was, our outside auditor issued an ongoing concern alert for two consecutive years. What do you recommend to the leadership of Pacifica to rectify the situation? I think that we can put there, I don't know, what really the concerns were.
Well, my only concern is that he doesn't have access to our confidential management letters, which is what indicates what the, you know, what it was that we needed to work on. So I don't know that would be, that would yield much. We already have a question in there about turning the financially the organization around. I know if you're thinking of a specific audit question, I think we also have a question about their experience with audits. But absent their access to the confidential management letters, I don't know that it would yield much, but other people can chime in.
Benito, to this time.
Okay, Benito.
Jim was first.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, Jim and Benito.
We are going to limit, when we get to the board, we are going to limit the questions to the ones that we develop ourselves, right?
Yes. Well, because we asked the board to share some questions. No one has said anything unless I missed it.
Very good, because I think the questions we've asked so far have demonstrated our seriousness of this matter of hiring someone who understands the business and understand the serious situation we're in, and who in my opinion will be willing to to roll up the sleeves and begin working with us as soon as possible, I hope. I don't think there'd be any problem with asking them when can they start either.
Right. I agree.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Benito and then Janet.
Well, I was just going to comment that I would tend to agree with Lydia in terms of the question that Adriana raised. You know, I think it's sort of unfair, actually, to ask a person a detailed question like that when they don't have access, you know, to the proper information or time to study, you know. And furthermore, I think that based on that, that to hit them with that right away would sort of like, I don't know, sort of put them off. They don't have the proper information. We tell them that there's a letter of going concern, and so the person in the middle of the interview says, well, wait a minute, what am I getting into? I'll see y'all later. Like that other dude did. I forgot the guy's name, but somebody did something about a month or two ago, 2 months. I just don't see what that. I think it entails more danger than the information that we could get from it.
Adriana,
go ahead, Adriana.
Well, I think that I couldn't explain what I was saying because I read the part that we can read in open session. The PMB interview will be an executive session, and what I said is we can add to that question some specific things that are in the auditor letters and the recommendations the manager. But if we are afraid that the CFO that we hire will be scared because of that, we will have a short life CFO because he will face more than that. But my idea was that question and adding there in executive session, obviously, adding there one of the big problems that we are having or the concern that the auditors are having. And I think that is a very important thing, and I want to know really how a professional will tell us how to solve that issue. And I think that is very important. A guy that is not able to face that will never be a CFO that will stay in the with the foundation. That's it.
Okay, I personally don't see how they can possibly answer that. I don't care how professional, because there's no way that you really have to know the inner workings of all of our systems, which is not available online. We wouldn't even be able to explain it in a call. And all of the ins and outs and the various layers in Pacifica, which some of which stand in the way of some of that progress. And some of those reports were absent our new configuration, which is a co-supervision of both the GM and the CFO. And that has not been experienced yet because we haven't had a CFO since we passed that, which I think will make a huge difference. I think that would be an excellent question at the end of the first 6 months of the tenure. But if we can find another audit-related question, that would be good. I just don't think something that is an insider as our question. Like that question could fit my nonprofit I work with that I'm on the board of because it's very simple. In Pacifica, I just don't think it can be answered. And
Janet
Kay. Thank you. Okay.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay. So first, Adriana, would you reread your question, and then I'd like to respond.
Yes. Give me a second. So, our outside auditor issued an ongoing concern alert for two consecutive years. What would you recommend to the leadership of Pacifica to rectify the situation?
Well, and may I just correct also, we had two consecutive alerts, but our last audit did not contain that.
Right. Yeah. May I continue? I had asked.
Yes, you may.
Yeah. Right, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to hear it, because yes, I don't think that is an accurate. What you say is accurate. But I think that perhaps that kind of question could be reworded in a way that maybe could be asked. I disagree with what Benita was saying about scaring away, if I understood correctly. People need to know what they're getting into beforehand, or, you know, that there are issues, and if not scared away beforehand, we wouldn't want somebody to come in and then all of a sudden learn, oh my God. Anyway, so I...
Well, it's going to happen anyway.
Not necessarily, but I'm just saying... So anyway, I don't know if this question could be reworded.
I got a question.
But may I finish?
Sure. Yeah.
But I also am wondering whether, you know, the questions that we come up with, will the PNB tomorrow night be able to change those, you know, decide we, you know, before the interview? Are they going to approve the questions, or is it, you know, how is that going to work?
I would say no, because they had a chance to chime in, and they didn't. We won't have time. I have to let these people know. They're still waiting for my final call about the time. I mean, they know it'll be in that first block of time, but on our agenda is which one will we interview first, and I've got to give them a time specific, obviously, because that's when, and I have to give Otis a time specific to call him. We have a lot of specific time frames tomorrow, including the election supervisor. We have to pick time tomorrow.
Okay, Benito to the stack.
Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, Benito.
Yeah.
And then...
Wait, I heard Jose Luis here. I heard Janet, the other Janet Coleman, wanting for these Benito and Lawrence. I would also like to be on the stack.
Okay. Janet, did you want to speak?
Well,
Janet,
I'll pass. I'll pass.
Okay. Benito, I'm sorry. Benito and who else?
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Maybe Lawrence, you go first because I already spoke.
And then Jose Luis. And by the way, I'm going to be driving in a couple of minutes. I have to get to the station for my candidate forum thing. So if you lose me, keep the meet going, somebody. Okay, go ahead.
Who, me?
Go ahead, Janet C. Oh, no, Janet C, you said to...
Yeah.
No, Janet C, you still have... Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I think I want to pass because I think some wrinkle passed me by there.
Okay, Benito.
Well, I was just, without getting into the details of Adriana's question, my point is simply, I'm not trying to hide, and I don't advocate that we hide Pacifica's situation from any candidate. I'm certainly not saying that. What I'm saying is to raise a question and expect that a person can be able to answer it, or expect the person to answer it, without giving them sufficient information and lead time so that they can study. I think does a disservice both to them and to the organization. You know, and all they can do is possibly draw the wrong kind of conclusions without sufficient information. And then they might walk behind that. But no, I mean, obviously, the candidates have to know what they're getting ready to walk into. So.
Okay. Lawrence, and then Jose Luis, and Adriana, can you make sure that moves forward? I have to step away for a minute.
Okay, so before I start.
Okay.
All right, so before I start, I'd like to ask, are we giving the questions to the prospects, to the candidates, ahead of time? Is that what Benito's saying?
No, I'm certainly not suggesting that.
Okay, so I think, are we going to confine everybody to asking the questions that we developed, or are the board members going to be able to ask their own question?
Adriana, I think that that Lydia already answered that, Lawrence. Lydia said...
Okay,
Lydia said,
can you repeat it for me?
Yes, she said that she sent the information to the PMB, and she didn't receive back any question from the PMB yet.
Okay.
Janet Kay, may I add to that? So therefore, it will be up to the personnel committee to provide the questions. That's what I think Lydia was saying, that the PNB will not be able to change the questions, add to the questions tomorrow night.
Right. Jose Luis, you ask for the floor?
Yes, Lawrence is done. I like two things. I like Adriana's question regarding the past audits and deficiencies, and I personally would like to know how this person would start about doing that. Would he ignore it? Would that be a priority to him and look at that as a roadmap of what needs to be fixed? Or would he be taken away by learning the system and figuring out director's inspections and be sidetracked and not look at the roadmap the auditors have been for the last 2 years? I mean, so I think Adriana's question is a good question, which feeds into the second point, which is, you know, if tomorrow time crunches and I feel like this is being jammed down the PMB now, especially if questions have been sent and because the PMB hasn't replied, therefore the personnel committee is final. I don't think we work that way. The personnel committee can recommend to the PMB, and the body, the PMB, is going to decide whether they like the questions or not and whether they want to add things or not. It has to be handled very gingerly. If it gets, you know, put in terms of these are the questions you guys didn't respond to them, too bad, you're going to have a ruckus for a good 30 minutes before you calm people down. Because I'm sure people haven't read their emails. They have either problems with it. I've read the questions, but I didn't understand that I needed to reply or else be silent forever. And I'm sure other people might be of the same opinion. And I'm on this committee, and I didn't take away from what's being proposed here. So my request is, one, that Adriana's question, whether this committee accepts it or not, I would propose it at tomorrow. And if I'm not allowed to propose it tomorrow, and other people aren't allowed to propose questions tomorrow, you're going to have you're going to have a lot of time wasted on argument. So we should really think about these two things.
Okay, I believe that we need to be really careful too what we are doing. The PMB have always the option, and this was the way that was always done, with the CFO, with the ED, with everything. The personal committee was the one selecting questions, and the PMB have the option to have some input, but if they don't, we cannot keep waiting on people, and, well, we want to be sure that they read their emails. That is their problem. You know, people should be responsible to know what is at stake, and I think that one of the main issues here is that we cannot keep fiddling this issue. We cannot be without the CFO. We must have a CFO. We were in this process during a long period of time. I think that the personnel committee worked really hard, and I believe that we cannot keep stalling this just because somebody maybe didn't read their emails. I hope that they read it, and I believe that when I wasn't in the personnel committee, but I was in the PMB, I always accept that the hard job was for that committee to recommend, and I always took that recommendation.
Strange, was there?
Yeah, and Benito to
okay, Serene, and then Benito.
Okay, thanks. So I'm looking at Lydia's note that she sent out on Monday, and it says, you know, below the questions we asked below the questions that we asked for people of the candidates who are going to be interviewed on Thursday, on Wednesday we will finalize the questions to be asked. So if there are questions you wish to add or you suggest that we add, please let us know. It seems to me anyone coming into tomorrow night's meeting cannot expect that we're beginning an executive session with interviews, you know, four interviews and other things at 8:30, and that at that point they're going to be able to change the questions. I think she used pretty plain English, and I understand it, and I expect that just about everybody else who read it would understand it too. Thanks.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who was after Shireen? Anyone else?
Benito.
Okay.
Benito,
go ahead.
Well, what Shireen said is 100 times better than what I was going to say. I agree with 1,000%. So that's it.
Janet Kay?
I also agree, and I'm wondering whether there needs to be some motion or something from this committee about that, or how is that going to be implemented tomorrow night, that we will just do the interviews and not have any discussion about the questions?
Okay, so this is Lydia. So as soon as we finish discussing what questions we want to ask, now, as I was leaving, I sent an email. I hope it went out. Did it go out? Did anybody receive it?
Yes.
Okay. And I gave it a stab at that second question I was going for. But anyway, as soon as we finalize these questions, that's the motion. The personnel committee approved these motions, and these are the final questions that will be asked tomorrow. They have been given to the two interviewers to rehearse and, you know, practice, because it does take some thought to make it go flow as beautifully as it did for our interviews. And that's another, you know, issue and another reason to finalize it tonight. So that becomes the motion, is we say these are the final questions. And that's what the interviews have been given. That's what I would recommend, including that language in our final motion once we get all the questions. Okay. Anyone else
to start, Diana? Yeah. I think that will be. I didn't think yet how to. I need to think how to make the question, but I think that will be important that we let the candidates know that because we have five different units and we have different accounts, how did he think, or if he have experience tidying up the process of the money custody or the, you know, writing in a different way the recommendations that we have. I mean, how he, if he have experience with different units that have their own way to manage that, the money, and I think that maybe that should be a question too about that, because he should know that that is one of the things that, one of the problems that we are having.
So the question differs what we have in there about working with different units to something that says, in a situation where various units are accustomed to having some of their own mechanisms for accounting mechanisms or something like that, right? That how would you want to help make that conformer? Is that where you're going at? I'm not quite clear.
Yes, the question. Yes, something like that. I'm looking for the language. I will send the language in a few minutes, the idea of the language, but that is the idea exactly. I mean,
yeah,
how...
Okay.
Okay,
anyone else with any recommended questions? Is Bob on the line?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you have any recommendations?
Not really. I'm not opposed to any of the suggestions that have been made.
Oh, good. Okay. Wanted to make sure you were there, and it's very helpful helping us with wordsmithing and kind of cutting through the red tape of stuff. So just wanted to make sure you were there for us. Okay. So, can we go on to the next item while Adriana works on that? Does anybody have any objection? It's a
point of information. May I?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So from what I understand, what we're talking about now, or what the questions would be 14 questions plus the one that I had suggested, I sent an email with two versions of it, and then also to consider adding Adriana's question that she's going to send to us. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, we haven't voted on mine. Mine was rough language that I just emailed up, but now I'm driving, so.
Okay. So anyway, so that's what I'm trying to understand what that would come to, and I'm fine with moving on and getting back to this.
Okay. So the next question is, who do we wish to contribute first? Number 46.
Point of information, Jana Kay.
Okay, go ahead.
Is there a time zone issue with, or, you know, is there a difference in time zone? Might that,
one is in Central and one is Pacific.
Wait, say again, one is Central and one is Pacific?
I suggest
I would, if anything, it sort of doesn't matter to me, but I would do the Central before the Pacific. If that would, well, anyway.
Okay.
That's.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Is there any objection to doing it that way? Okay. And that's the way to be. I had another issue on the agenda. Whoever has the agenda. Yeah, read it while I'm driving.
Have you guys discussed interviewers before?
the process for the selection, whether we should try to go for a voice vote or have a ballot. This is not an election.
I'm sorry, Claudia?
Yes.
Did you discuss interviewers before I joined the call?
I'm sorry.
Did you identify the people to conduct the interview before I joined the call?
No.
Okay,
that's
all.
Okay, let's do that one. That's easier. So should we keep the same two interviewers? People are familiar with them. I'm not trying to do any particular format in terms of the interviewers. So, any thoughts?
We have, what was it, Lawrence and Janet Coleman?
It was Lawrence and Janet Coleman. I'll tell you, I loved the format that they used, which was like four questions and two questions and one question. That worked out really well. It was so smooth. It was very...
If they're both available, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Oh, just even though I really liked the way Janet Coleman started out and introduced the whole thing, I'm wondering whether they should switch. You know, it's fine with me that the both of them, assuming they are both, will both be available tomorrow night, that they both do it, but that they switch which questions, the questions that Janet asked, Lawrence would ask, and vice versa. But that's no big deal to me.
I think have any thoughts on this?
Point of information?
No. Go ahead. I'm asking directly. Yeah, the two of you.
Lydia, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. I don't know why it would be a good idea, since our show has worked about three times. Whatever it is has some kind of thing going. So why would we switch? I don't mind doing it, but I'd like to know why, to create something else.
Janet Kay, may I respond? Or?
Go ahead.
Just the individual who's already been interviewed by
I see. That's
you
good.
And Lawrence, and
okay.
Then they'd be interviewed again by you and Lawrence being asked the same questions by you and Lawrence.
Sorry.
Kind of weird.
Understand.
All right.
But I do have a question. Janet C. and Lawrence, and Lawrence will speak next. Would you two even have time now and then to coordinate the difference?
Yeah, sure.
What difference?
Well, switching up with the questions.
Oh, okay. I mean, if Lawrence has some time, like tomorrow or something?
Okay, Lawrence.
Yeah. So, yeah, Janet, just give me a good time. I would think that maybe 8 o'clock, it would be good. 8 o'clock your time, 5 o'clock my time. But I get out of work at 4.
8 o'clock my time. Aren't we in the meeting by me?
The meeting is 8:30. Oh. He's saying half an hour before the meeting.
Would that be enough, half an hour?
I think so.
Okay. All right, so we'll call each other. You want to call me?
I'll call you.
And
okay.
it'll be okay, at my 8 o'clock. Okay, great.
And then you guys will have to get the three new questions if we end up with three new questions.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. So then let's go on to the process, and then we're going to end up back to the questions again. Do we want to try to ask the PMB to just vote with a voice vote on the phone, or do we want to have a ballot style voting? It's not an election, it's for hire, but it can be done either way. So.
Janet Kay. Oh, well, I would prefer a roll call vote right then and there.
Okay. Benito?
I mean, I don't see a need to be all that formal. I think what's important is that we give a little bit of time for people to have a little bit of discussion and then have some kind of vote. I don't see any need for a ballot. I personally don't see any need to have them. Janet, did you say, what did you say? What do you
roll
call it?
Roll call. I said roll call. And
yeah,
discussion beforehand would be fine. Yeah.
Maybe you can explain the reason for that. I don't see any particular purpose. I'm not against it, but I don't see what for.
May I respond?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Lydia said a voice vote. I think, what she meant was roll call vote, because on a, you don't say ayes and nays on a telephone call. So that's it. You know, it's just, it would be a roll call as opposed to a ballot separate from that, you know, after the meeting and having a ballot sent out and people filling out the ballot and all that.
Yeah, it's too much.
Okay, so the only thing that I would recommend, if someone would like to make a motion, is that our recommendation would be a voice vote, unless the vote would be determined one way or the other. If it's a closed vote, that could be determined differently if the people who are not present were present and voting. So in other words, if it's two votes apart and there are three people missing or even two people missing, then we would use a paper ballot and give them time to listen to the interview and discussion on executive session recording.
Dana Kay, would you just replace voice vote with roll call vote?
Well, I'm distinguishing voice between voice and paper and ballot, rather. Okay, so is there any...
Serene for the staff.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, I think rather than saying we'll do it this way, if everyone's present, we'll do it that way, if people are absent, we should just do a ballot, and you know, we can send out those ballots tonight. Janet, I don't know if she can, but if possible, the secretary could send them out tonight with a return date of Friday noon. You know, so it'll be a very quick turnaround. Those people who are going to make the meeting can spend it that night. Those people who are not will know they have 24 to 36 hours to get it done.
Hello?
Okay. So my only thinking was that if, as has happened, there's like a unanimous or near unanimous sentiment by the board, let's say, that happened, and everybody is like 100% or 99% for a particular candidate, that would kind of be an act in futility to send out the ballot. That's what I'm saying, if it's something dramatic like that, as opposed to being something close. But everyone can chime in on the preference.
Dana Kay, may I respond to Serene's suggestion?
Okay.
Being the secretary and sending out, I don't think it would be appropriate to send out a ballot tonight when people are not expecting it. It's not like there is an election or some process before the meeting tomorrow. I mean, I could send it out tomorrow right after the meeting and say that it's due the next day. I mean, that's a little bit tricky, but anyway.
It's due by next Tuesday.
Do you want it? Okay. Well, what, to give people the weekend?
Yeah, or Monday or Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do it Monday. If it turns out tomorrow night after the discussion there is unanimity, which has occasionally happened with this board, there's unanimity on it, and everyone is clear, then, you know, we can say, okay, we don't need to ballot.
Correct.
The only reason I suggested doing it tonight is that there's going to be so much email flying around during the meeting, you know, is often the case, that at least this will be in place, and folks looking at their schedules tomorrow can decide whether they want to absolutely make the meeting or catch up online. That's all. There's
no
problem about sending out your ballot.
Okay, wait. Everybody's talking at the same time. Who was that? I heard Benito and I heard...
Janet Kay again.
Benito?
Yeah, just point of information. I don't really understand the scenario, Lydia, that you painted, of where it would make a difference, the outcome would make a difference if somebody or one or two people that were absent got the vote.
Okay.
That what? One or two people got what?
I'm just asking Lydia to repeat and explain her scenario of where it might matter, where we might need a ballot, in other words, because if there's a small difference between votes, then it might matter that someone who did not come to the meeting actually be able to vote.
Yeah.
Well, only if it's a close vote. I would not want the hire to be tarnished by that kind of a scenario of having people challenge it because they did not get to weigh in when it's a close vote. I mean, we've seen, you know, those scenarios emerge in the past. So, I think it makes sense to go ahead and say a ballot, and then if everybody ends up, you know, agreeing, then we can always cancel that ballot and not have it. And if it's so determinative that it's obvious that we don't need it, but then the board should decide it at that juncture. But is there any objection to that?
Janet Kay, I wanted to speak again about it.
Go ahead.
So, let's assume that it goes to a ballot. That would mean that we would need to have, Terry involved and other people involved. And the timing would have to be arranged, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it would. It would have to be arranged during the day tomorrow or tonight. Just email to them and see if they're available.
Right.
To do this.
Oh.
So whatever we pass can be contingent on their availability. That's simple enough to include in the motion.
Okay.
Lawrence to the side.
But somebody would have to make a motion. There aren't any motions yet. Okay, Lawrence.
Yeah, so, you know, just for the interest of remaining accountable for me, I would prefer a roll call vote. So, I mean, that's where I stand with that.
Oh, okay. So, does somebody want to make a motion during this stuff? I'm sure.
Janet Kay.
I have a question, Lydia.
Sure, Shereen. Go ahead.
So I'm looking at the calendar, and I don't see any gatherings at your station. Until the 20th. So I'm going to withdraw my balloting motion, and just have us do it on the call.
Well, it was not a motion,
so that's fine.
Right. But what's been in the past is that then. For example, John Gary lives close to the station, and if Terry can't make, he lives really far away anyway, so that wouldn't make any difference. He calls it in, but they do everything by email, and John Gary ballot by ballot with witnesses present, you know, go through the printout. And,
oh, we've got witnesses. Never mind. I'm looking at the calendar again.
No, but there's also, but the point is this, the station, we always, you just invite people and, you know, when everybody knows there's going to be something to observe, they show up
Okay.
Plus, I think our fund drive is starting next week, so there'll be a lot of people in the station that pop in.
Okay. So I'd like to formalize my suggestion into a motion when it's my turn to speak.
Janet Kay, I was...
Janet Kay.
Yeah. So I move that the decision be made tomorrow night by roll call vote.
Only?
That the personnel committee recommends the decision be made tomorrow night by roll call vote.
Without a balloting option, to be clear.
Well, that, you know, depending on how the vote on my motion goes, then...
Yeah, okay. Okay, I just want to be clear about what your motion is. Okay.
Okay, so can we hear the motion again? I'd like to amend it.
Okay.
I move that the decision tomorrow night be made by, or that the personnel committee recommend the decision be made tomorrow night by the PNB by roll call vote.
Period.
The decision on the CFO.
Okay, and my amendment would be if all members are present. If members are absent, then we shall use the ballot, which shall be sent out that Thursday the 3rd, to be returned by 10 a.m. Pacific on Saturday the 5th.
Okay, so this is Lydia. And neither motion seems to reflect what some were discussing. So,
right.
But nevertheless, because what I had heard before was that we would do roll call vote if that was sufficient and the PMB agreed to that, if the support was ample enough. But if the absences were determinative one way or the other, that the... there would be a ballot, but that could have just been my reiteration because I had proposed that. But regardless, I don't know if you want.
Well, can I?
Janet Kay, point of order. Point of order.
Okay, you're going to wait a second. But the other issue is that there is already a request for an excused absence from George Ryder.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Point of information.
Okay, first point of order, Janet Kay.
Yes, so we have a motion and an amendment to the motion. Can we deal with those? And regardless of, well, I'd like us to deal with those.
Well, we can take, just to let you know, you can take two amendments. So that was what I was speaking to. If there was somebody else, we weren't through with the stack, people want to talk, and if they want to make a second amendment, that's still allowable. And if not, we will go to a vote on the amendment. Adriano,
please, I asked the members, I cannot do all of these at the same time. I'm having three different questions that I want to keep to all of you. Please send the motions in writing. I cannot pay attention and try to copy what you try to say. And please send the motions in writing if you want the motion to be considered. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So yes.
Okay. So now that you've mentioned that George is going to be absent, I wish to withdraw my amendment to Janet's motion and make a substitute motion.
Okay.
And that would be that after the interview, a ballot will be, and I will send it, Adriana, that after the interviews, a ballot will be sent out with a return time, a return date and time of Saturday, 12:05 noon, I'm sorry, 10 a.m. Pacific.
On Saturday?
To the usual suspects.
Okay, on Saturday, did you say?
Yeah, because I know the Spanish Language Task Force is going to be there Saturday afternoon, and I think you said your drive has begun already.
No, it's beginning.
It's beginning when?
Monday.
Okay, so let's just do it Saturday and be done so we can get this person on board.
Okay. Amendment. Then we will go to a vote if there's no objection to going to a vote. Dan Heckman, you call a roll on the substitute motion.
Would the substitute motion please be?
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's a lot of background noise. There.
She must be in a bad zone.
Okay.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Janet Kay.
Yes.
Please, can you reread? Can the motion be restated?
We're in the middle of the vote, Janet Kay, and you interrupted me, and my vote is yes.
You can ask for a motion for a motion to be restated anytime before you get to the vote. Let's see if Adana can't join. Can you restate your substitute motion, please?
That after candidate interviews, a ballot shall be sent with a return date of Saturday, 12/5, 10 a.m. Pacific.
That's it.
For
okay.
Tabulation. Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. or whatever. Yeah, 2 p.m. is that meeting. Pacific.
Well, no, I that wasn't in the original motion, and I wouldn't do that.
Well, it wasn't in the motion, but people are going to ask when it's going to be counted anyway, so we may as well.
But we won't know till we talk to John, Gary, and Terry. There's usually a time lapse between while they count everything and let people know their codes and that whole process. Remember how Terry worked?
So then maybe we should make the deadline sooner. Maybe we should make the deadline Friday midnight.
We're in the middle of a vote.
In the middle of a vote.
I don't know who's shouting, but you don't need to do that. We can hear you. You can ask as well.
The original motion, which is what we're voting on, which is just the 10 a.m. Pacific deadline. You can always make a separate motion later, but you can't change the motion in the middle of a vote. So let's just take that with a deadline for ballots at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Got
That's
it.
The motion. Okay. Continue, Adriana.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Cobram.
No.
Lidia Brazón.
Pass.
What?
Gloria Reyes.
Pass.
Robert Mark.
Yes.
Adriana Pass. Janet Allman.
Am I pass?
Okay. Cedric Robert.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz. Okay. Lidia Brazón.
Yes.
Lauren Reyes.
Yes. No, I'm just joking. Yes.
Yes. I vote yes. Janet Coleman.
I forget why, but I might as well say yes.
Okay. And so the yes. Okay, we have 8 yes, 1 no. Motion passed.
Okay.